Now, on Wednesday's Morning Focus, listener Tony McCarthy from Broadford got in touch to share her story of herself and her mother's encounter with three rats on Lahinch Promenade. Tony told us these rats had come from the rocks on the beach. They were large and clearly nonplussed by the presence of humans in the area. We were also joined by the Green Party councillor, Liam Grant, who highlighted the risk of rats free roaming in public areas and urged the public to do their part and refrain from littering. And in a statement we received from Clare County Council, they told us they had an ongoing pest control service contract at Lahinch Promenade. They also asked for the public's assistance in disposing properly of food waste, especially in and around the rock armour, to assist in the control of vermin. And many of you got in touch with us in relation to this issue. And Morning Focus listener Jamie MacDonald from Ennis-Dymon also has experience with rats in Lahinch, and he's on the line now. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us. So, tell us your story.
Well, basically, I'm living back in the Clare area and I've seen a lot of rats in my time. To be honest about it, these are they're human rats, you know. They're big, bulky, not a fist talk, and there is a big problem.
Yeah, you've seen these rats in Lahinch, and is this on more than one occasion?
On several occasions I've seen them. You know, I was actually thinking about recording them the next time I'm there, actually doing something, bringing more out. The last time there was a rat issue, a lady, she had a rat. She recorded it where they were constantly coming, and she got it on video. Actually, the rat and had baby siblings, which nested underneath. She had a car outside, and they nested underneath her wheel. So there is a big issue here in rats in the society that we live in now, and the size these rats are becoming is ridiculous, you know.
So they're bigger than your average rat.
They're bigger than average rat. They're bigger than average jaw.
And Jamie, when Tony was chatting with us, she mentioned not just, you know, she mentioned they were fairly big and well fed, but it was what surprised me was their demeanour. She mentioned
they're
they're happy enough to stroll around. They're not afraid of humans.
Exactly. They're just like, they're like an animal. They're like a cat or a dog that's untamed, you know. They're not frightened. You don't see them, which is more frightening when you think about it, because when they're not afraid to walk past you, what's stopping these creatures from getting into your bag if it's left on the ground and lifting it up and you're bringing it in, and then you're bringing it into your car, it's getting out, it's in. Do you know, you're bringing them, they're very, very dangerous animals, a rat.
Yeah, and even aside from Weevil's disease and the germs and things you could catch off them.
Do you know, it's genie, Mac, I meant to say. The rats, they're just disgusting. Now, as I said, there's a lady, and she knows herself, she's fairly good. She goes out on her own. She doesn't have her own company or anything, but if you have a rat problem, she would get to the bottom of it, you know. She would come to your property, she would sort it out, she would set up the cages. But as I said, this is not the case for Lahinch. The case for Lahinch is, I wouldn't like to be going there and sitting on the rocks. It gives me the willies, you know, shivers. Sitting on them rocks, thinking them rats. Where else are they? They have to be nesting under there. They're coming out by night. They're not afraid. Do you know what I'm saying? What do you think yourself?
Yeah, I wouldn't be. I can't stand rats. I wouldn't be too fond of sitting on the rocks. I mean, would it put you off going to the beach there, Jamie?
Well, of course it would, and I wouldn't like to be ringing my kids in either. Do you know? Would you?
No.
Fairness, they blame the council to say, well, look, the people need to clean up after them, but that's good and well. You go to any beach, there's not a hole, it's not a dump, there's not loads of bottles chilling around the beach, you know what I'm saying? But it's an easy kill for the rats, where there should be more rat position, poisons, butt plates and things like that, etc.
When we talked about this on the show recently, we read out the response from the council, which mentioned, I suppose urging the public or seeking their help in dealing with this issue by, taking care of their food that they bring to the beach. And I guess, look, there are fast food outlets in and around the vicinity, and perhaps people carelessly leaving, bits of burgers or pizzas or whatever, chips or whatever it might be. That keeps the rats going. And, there are other more issues than that that have led to the rats being around. But would you accept that, Jamie, or take that on board, that if it's easier said than done, but if everybody played their part and didn't leave food lying around, it perhaps discourage them, whatever about staying there, at least from emerging from the rocks?
So what happens then when the food, if the people do this and the food when the rats don't have access to food, and aren't you going to take more chances in getting into the boot of your car for food if you're going for a walk, or are they going to come into your home and near your home to nest? Do you know, like, this is another thing, like, as well, this, like, because these rats are bacteria, and back in Clare, the rats are, they're unbelievable. They come up and they're nearly talking, you know.
God, that's a prospect I wouldn't like to face.
And it's a prospect, I don't like rats. I don't like a rat, and I, to be honest about it, I especially wouldn't like one trying to talk to me. If you go back around here, you get a load of back there, then it's like that. You know, they're big, bulky, and they just, they're proper rats.
We're in autumn now, coming into winter. There'll probably be less people at the beach, so there's less prospect or potential for the rats to get food. And as you say, you know, do
so
they...
Where, what, aren't they going to try, like, they're not going to starve to them, they're not going to eat the rocks. So while I've seen enough, it's only common sense. In the next measure that they're taking, as one lady said this morning, she seen one sniffing around the bag. If the food was plentiful, he wouldn't be out sniffing around someone's bag, because obviously enough, he'd have them, he wouldn't need to take some chances. Now, when you're getting that bold, coming to humans where they're sniffing the human scent, and they're still taking a chance of circling that same items, like, what's to stop the human coming out with a bit of a cut on his leg or something and being affected? If a rat kisses there, or, you know, urinates on an item and it gets into your bloodstream, I'd say shoot him.
The issue of bins was raised, Jamie. Would you like to see more bins in the vicinity? At least maybe if there were more bins, people wouldn't be leaving their bits of food on the beach.
There should be more bins in the walkway of the Hinge. And not just the Hinge, Milltown Malbay as well. There's a couple of rats back there too.
Okay. Well, look, we appreciate you getting in touch with us and letting us know. This is clearly an issue for more than just one person, and it's more than one sighting. Thanks so much for joining us, Jamie, and making us aware of that this morning.
No problem. I hope you get all the rats back there.
We'll see if they can manage that, but thanks very much, Jamie. If you've had an encounter with rats in Clare, share your story by giving us a call on 0818 400 964 or text or WhatsApp us on 086 1800 964. And I guess there's no better place to start with our Friday panel this week than this particular story or issue. And I'm welcome to our panel this week, John O'Connor of Custy's Music Shop. John's also chairperson of Ennis Retailers Association. How are you?
I'm good, and very thankful that I got past the filtering system to let a contaminant like me in this conversation.
we didn't have a John O'Connor control in the studio. You managed to slip in, and also with us is Mary Kelly, the recently retired former owner of Mary Kelly's News Agents in Ennis. Good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning. I'm glad I put in a good word for John to get him over this thing.
Well, if you vouch for anyone, that's fine by us. That's enough for us.
Can I just say there's a very pungent smell of sun cream. She spent the last 3 months out in Portugal, so you don't understand what we're going through, John, the oppressed people.
I know, John, but you know what? It took a good long. Yeah.
Well, do you know what, John? I would really notice how bronze Mary's face was from the suntan, except for the fact that the smile is what I'm noticing more. Retirement suits you.
Certainly does, yeah. I'm just enjoying doing what I'm doing, and I will always have something in the pipeline, and I'm taking things a little bit easier. Yeah.
Sure, why not? Well, Mary's given us a blow-by-blow account of her holiday in Portugal, but we felt thoroughly depressed after it. We won't inflict it on you, the listener. But we do want to get your thoughts on that issue of the rats in the Hinge, and then, as Jamie's talked about, he's encountered them elsewhere, in West Clare in particular. Just to bring you down a little bit from your holiday in Portugal, Mary, rats, how do you feel about them?
I'd rather not even mention them between rats and rates. Now, there are two things that would upset me today. No, rats, I'm sure most people have a terrible, terrible abhorrence about even the thing of rats.
Hand up here, I cannot stand them.
And yes, I do. I feel so sorry that they have literally taken over the pram in Le Hinch, because I go back there quite a lot early morning, and I see all the locals. They're out picking, they're cleaning, they're doing everything possible. There's a huge community effort there to stop the litter. But while you have people, you will have litter, and while you have litter, you will have food, and while you have food, you will have rats. And it's just the knock on. And I just see it, you know, people are very good about bringing away their stuff, but for every 10 people that take away their rubbish or dispose of it properly, there's maybe just one person that doesn't and leaves their uneaten chips or their uneaten pizza or whatever there. And that will attract where you have water and you have rocks and then food. sure the rats are at home in it. You know, they really are. And I don't know what the answer is. I suppose it's an awareness of people using public amenities. Like, we don't leave pizza boxes with half-eaten pizzas outside our door because we know that it would attract cats and rats and whatever. So why do it in a public place? And I think it's an awareness that has to be encouraged, and probably from junior infants up. It has to be, because I have seen people leaving the remains of their food and their, you know, their muffins or croissants or whatever just on the wall. And that's all right at home if you have a little bird table and you want to give them crumbs. But yeah, take them away, put them into the boot of your car and get rid of them.
So you very much feel the onus falls on personal responsibility, because when we were chatting about it, you know, other issues were coming into it, like, are there enough bins in the area and so on, you know. And I did mention that the council statement was, they say they do have an ongoing pest control service contract at the promenade, and they did ask for the public's assistance. Yeah. Really, we can ask for more bins and all that, but really, you know, if people are going to put rubbish from home into those bins or just leave their fast food waste around the place, what do they expect?
I've seen that. I've seen rubbish. I've seen it around Innes where people are coming in early in the morning and packing their house rubbish into the bins. And I think the
beggar's belief, doesn't it?
Oh, it's very true. It is very true. I've seen it for years. This is nothing new, but it has increased because people don't want to be paying for bins and they don't want to be cut out, you know, so they'll come in early in the morning or late at night. Now, I know that in the town here, they actually made the mouth of the bins smaller. You know, they put bars on them so that you can just put in your coffee cup or your small thing and you can't be packing the bags in. And I just wonder if that's an issue. But, I mean, there are sufficient bins, and we should be bringing home our rubbish. We should be bringing it home. And if it's food, bring it home. But, you know, I walk a good bit, and when I walk even on the roads near where I live, I'm horrified every morning there's new pieces of rubbish. And it's predominantly fast food, and I'm not trying to be targeting anybody, but when people throw stuff out of the car, it's cans and it's bottles and it's pizza boxes. I have an idea that all fast food places, when they take an order for a pizza or whatever, the name should be stamped on it, so that when I'm walking along the road and I see a pizza box, that I'll see John O'Connor's name on it, and I say, you know, something has to be done to target the people that are doing this.
Yeah,
and we have tidy towns everywhere. We have tidy towns in every village and town in Ireland, and they work tirelessly.
Yeah.
And I really feel so sorry for the people that are working so hard to try and keep Lahinch as beautiful as it is and as it needs to be. But it's the food. It is absolutely food.
The big issue. And you mentioned, another important point you mentioned is people throwing rubbish out of cars. And I have to say, that annoys me, but particularly the amount of cigarette butts that get flicked out of windows, I've lost count of. And just like, keep it in your car. You have an ashtray. Or even keep your fast food stuff in your car. You're probably going home. You can put it in the bin.
Cigarettes aren't considered rubbish, and that's a major kind of a no-no for me. But in general about the Lahinch thing, I think the pest control is directed at the wrong animal. Mm. Rats are there, okay. Rats have a certain intelligence, but it's not a social intelligence, okay. So I think the sanction should be directed at the perpetrators. And what we do in Ireland, what we do very well, and we all do it, when I'm at home walking Ballygriffie, I see rubbish in the road, I pick it up because rubbish attracts, okay. But the sanction should be directed at the perpetrators. And we, as a nation, tend to enable the perpetrator. Because basically, it's nurture. And what we're doing by saying, oh, we'll get our bins, okay, and we'll collect that rubbish, and all the good people in Ennis, okay, which is a great service, we'll collect the rubbish. But you're enabling these people to continue on with their degrading of our society. They defile, we pick up the rubbish. So they're never answerable. So I'm seriously into getting these people, putting a lot more time into identifying them and having serious punishment for people who defile our environment.
Would you go along then with Mary's idea or suggestion, John, of, you know, if you're getting fast food or you're getting an item, you know, putting a name on it? I think, you know, there are some coffee outlets where they put your name on the cup or something like that. So, you know, look, maybe somebody could, if that was a sticker, they could take it off. But some sort of system like that where you can be held accountable.
Yeah, I think it's the only thing that should be done, that when you get your pizza, when you get your chips. And again, when you walk the countryside, and I cycle the countryside, I cycle in and out every day, I'm absolutely appalled by the rubbish that's strewn on the road, out of cars, drinks cans, fast food kind of stuff. Okay, I'm not blaming fast food outlets, because again, I'm putting the blame on the the perpetrator, okay? And the perpetrators are within our community. They're not fly tippers who come from different counties. They're people who enjoy their night out and think that it's right and proper and it's within their remit to throw rubbish on the road and get someone else to collect it. That has to stop. And the only way to stop that is severe consequence and identifying the people with their rubbish, okay? And naming and shaming these people. Because I walk a lot in the countryside and I remember I was totally appalled last summer or the summer just gone, walking the dogs out the countryside. A road had been kind of dug up for to let water run.
Yeah.
And you could see a fossilised, it was like an archaeological litter dig. You could see the fossilisation of rubbish that had been there over years. And that's what we're actually leaving as our imprint on this world. When we leave this world, that's what the next generation come on with. You nurture people from a young age. I know for a fact that if I littered, my father and mother would come down like a ton of bricks on me, and that was the nurturing. You don't do that because it's wrong. But the people who do this, it's not wrong. And why is it not wrong? Because they get away with it.
That's right.
Sanction, sanction, sanction. And forget about the nurturing. That's well gone.
If it takes cameras, if it takes whatever it takes, I think we have got to cut out that 5% of the public that are throwing not even just food, I mean nappies. Come on, you know.
They're the worst.
They're
not biodegradable at all.
It's just horrible. It's ruining the countryside and it hasn't improved one bit in the last 5 years. It really hasn't. And throwing it out of the car. And I see it. I see people. And I think we all have a duty to alert somebody to. I know I saw a child actually in Lahinch one day and they saw somebody leaving the remains of their breakfast on the thing and ran over to the mother and said, "Mammy, that man's left all the food on the rock." You know, because it was alien to the child.
Yeah, they're clearly taught good habits. Mm.
But sure. You know, there's still 5% of the nation. We can't be blaming the council. The people are emptying the bins.
Yeah.
They're keeping the place great, and Lahinch and all the other areas around are so beautiful. And the public services are doing a great job, and so are the tidy towns and the people. Mm. You don't even have to be in the tidy towns; just people being aware. So,
but remember, Mary, these people are very selective in whether to throw their rubbish. Mm. It's not in their front lawn. It's not outside their front wall. They selectively decide and make a very conscious decision. This has been thrown there because there's no consequence to what. To
my there won't be a car coming along.
There won't
be
a car.
Time.
Now, mm-hmm. I was cycling home one day over Drittenagar Bridge, and there was an old person passed me in a car.
Yeah.
And as I was coming towards the bridge, opened the window and threw a bag of rubbish. So it's not just the young people or that kind of we'd say cohort of people within a certain age.
Mm.
It's everybody.
People.
I was appalled. I put the boot down and I cycled after him, but he escaped.
Yeah.
And all I wanted to say was, will you cop on? Don't defile us, or because this goes into the next generation. This goes into the future.
I can almost hear the chase music in my head as it starts. I leave the last word on this before we move on to listener Madeline, who's been in touch on 086 1800 964. She says, tell all the people from Limerick, Dublin and the rest of Ireland that come to Lahinch for the summer, then leave to bring their leftovers with them.